the scripture they're reading to me is new. It's not that they're telling me new information. You know, they can even just say as simple as like, hey, Humphreys, don't worry, God will take care of you. Now, I've said that statement so many times. I've heard of those words so many times. But just hearing it coming from someone else, somehow it has an effect on your life. And you just feel encouraged in that moment. And I'm very convinced that often it's not that we need new truth to be presented to us. Often it's not that we need new information to be presented to us. Often it's that we need to be reminded of the truth we already know. We need to be reminded of the grace of God that we already know. We need to be reminded of God's mercies that we already know. So be open with people. Be honest, people. Let's be vulnerable with each other. Because the devil takes advantage of our vulnerabilities. But God works in and through our vulnerabilities. And if you want to, you know, if you don't want to bring God into your vulnerabilities, the devil would want to take advantage of that. But bring in God in your vulnerabilities, because God will work in your vulnerabilities and through them. Now, Flood Church is a fantastic community. You know, Flood Church is a fantastic place. And here you can learn to love well. You can learn to grow here. But also Flood Church is a fantastic place for you to hide. You can hide here. You can hide in this space. And I hope that you can want to grow and want to love well and not want to hide. Because the places that we feel home, we can either choose to grow there or we can choose to hide. And I hope we can choose to grow by just being real, just being open, just being honest and sharing with other people what's actually happening. So what are you feeling? What's going on with you? What's happening with you? What's going on? You know, maybe you lost some kind of opportunity this week, or maybe you lost some kind of opportunity this month, or you lost something. Have you been honest to God and to other people with that loss? Have you grieved that loss? Sometimes you feel like, no, if I'm going to grieve, it will mean like I'm not faithful, I don't have faith. But no, faith and grief can actually coexist. You can be faithful and still grieve, because sometimes, if not all the time, for the things that we have gone through, to actually go through them, we can only maybe go through them by the way of grief. Sometimes to go through it, we need to grieve our way through it. And it happens that we can come in and we grieve those losses. So what are you feeling? What's happening with you? What's going on? And are you willing to be real with other people? Express yourself, because either you're going to express it or you're going to suppress it. And I hope you can express it to God and to the community that God has provided around us. Now, the things that we suppress or the things that we cover up will actually show up in some other ways. Will actually show up in some other ways. I've been reading a lot about mental health in this season, because I'm wanting to have to be in a space where I can learn a bit more. And research shows that all of us have varying degrees of genetic vulnerabilities to developing mental health issues. But this may only be triggered depending on the degree of stress we experience. Stress, like that in the widest sense, from possible exposure to viruses in the womb through the early childhood experience, or later drug use, or highly distressing events in relationships or at work. For people who are highly vulnerable, the stress may only need to be slight. And for those who are more robust, it may be an extreme traumatic event which triggers an episode of mental ill health. The things that we cover up, these experiences that we have had in our lives, if we're not willing to face them, if we're not willing to actually get in those and lean in and see what's actually happening, we're going to see ourselves sometimes maybe acting up. And we see ourselves that these things are spilling over in the relationships that we're in. You know, sometimes you can find yourself having a conversation with someone and then maybe you just overreact and you're like, you know, people are wondering what's happening. Or maybe even you yourself, you're wondering, why have I overreacted like that in that situation? And the best gift you could do in that moment is actually to lean in and to ask the question, why? Why did I respond that way? Why did I react that way? Just lean in and see what's happening, because there is always the thing behind the feeling. Always. There's always a thing behind the feeling. And for you to get into the thing, you've got to lean in. And you've got to go in there and be like, what's actually happening? Why? Why did I react the way? Why that? Why that? Why that? So that you can get to the bottom of it, because you want to express it rather than suppress it. And the reason why you're doing that is because you want to get to truth. And honesty will get you to truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. So for some of us, leaning into that truth might mean confiding in a friend. For some of us, might actually mean maybe going to seeing a therapist to help us go through that process. So being real and being open is one way that can help us to carry that posture where we want to lean more onto holding on onto what we know to be true rather than that which we feel to be true. Another posture we can carry is to begin to confront our identity stories, to begin to confront our identity stories. If there is one thing for us believers that we have to continue reminding ourselves, is about our identity. We need every single day to continue reminding ourselves that actually we belong to God, we belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus not because of what we have done, but because of what he has done. We continue to embrace our identity in Jesus. And that's very, very important, because that's where Jeremiah leaned more. Jeremiah verse 9 says, but if I say I will not mention his word or speak anymore in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. And Jeremiah knows that he belongs to God. And because he belongs to God, God has given him a sense of purpose and a sense of meaning. And he holds on to that. And we need to continuously be telling ourselves that we belong to God. And I know, I struggle with that. And the reminding yourself of your identity in Jesus is just like brushing your teeth, where you do it every single day, right? You don't like, oh, I brushed my teeth on Monday last week. I'm good for this week. We do it every single day. But thank God now for masks, of course. They're saving the world, literally. And when it comes to identity, I think your greatest enemy that attacks your identity in Christ is not actually the devil. It is the stories you tell yourself. That's your greatest enemy. The stories that you tell yourself, that's your greatest enemy when it comes to you embracing your identity in Jesus. Last week, I shared about my own story about how I struggle with image. Like, I want people to have a better view of me. I want people to see me in a certain way. And there's a story behind that that gets me there. There's a story that gets me there. And that if I'm not reminding myself of my identity in Jesus Christ, I lean more on performing well so that people love me and people embrace me. So all of us have actually our own stories of origin. Stories of origin. And stories of origin come from life experiences, things that you have experienced in your own life. And through those things, you begin to form your story. So if I were to ask you, tell me about you. Observe what you choose. What do you choose to say about you? Tell me about you, and then you say, oh, I grew up here, I did this, I did that. The reason why you're choosing those spaces is because you have created a narrative. You have created a narrative in your life, and that you share, this is who I am. And those experiences we need to pay attention to. So maybe you felt not listened to when you were growing up. That's an experience. How does that form you today? Maybe you saw abuse happen in your home as a kid. How does that shape you? How does that shape your story of origin? Maybe you were not the best in class. How does that shape you today? Maybe you lost parents when you were young, or one of them. How does that shape you today? Maybe you find yourself in abusive relationships. How does that shape you today? Maybe you don't feel supported by those around you. How does that shape you today? And all of us have had some level of negative experiences in our lives. And from those experiences, what stories have we formed from those places? So you may not really say these things, but you may begin to live them out or to act them out. So what story have you been telling yourself? for some of us could be from our experiences. We're telling ourselves, I'm not good enough. Or maybe we're telling ourselves, I'm actually better alone than with other people. Maybe I deserve to be invisible. My voice does not matter. I do not deserve anything good. I'll never change. Maybe you're struggling with this sin over and over again, and you're like, you know what, I'll never change. I'm worthless. What story are you telling yourself? And we need to lean in that we can get into those stories. Now, the process that helps you to go through this is actually quite robust, but I still want to just mention the three stages that you need for you to begin to get to a place where you can confront your story of origin. Step number one is to recollect. So your recollection, rather, where you go back to the major events that have happened in your life. And you begin to just look into those events. So I lost this, so we moved here. This is what happened to me. So my brothers moved, to this place, and I was left alone. So this happened in my life. Whatever happened to your life, your major story, so I lost a big business opportunity and lost lots of money there. Or, I lost a loved one. Just look into that. Just do recollect. Just look back. But then you have to do, step number two is to connect, where you can connect. And you look back and begin to see how have these stories shaped your life now? How these major events shaped your life now? How you see the present and how you see the future? Why do you see the future that way and why do you see the present that way? And then you begin to connect the dots. Oh, okay, I react to things this way because of that incident that happened in my past. Oh, this is how I respond to these things because of that thing that happened in my past. So now you're beginning to connect the dots. You begin to connect the dots. And after you've done that, now you correct. So you begin to correct. And correcting can mean like, now I'm going to begin to tell myself a different story because you have given yourself a gift of knowing I am here or I respond to certain things this way because of these things that happened in my past. And therefore, I can begin to correct that narrative. Or maybe there are things that you know they'll always be there, but now you have a gift that you can begin to manage those things in your life. So to also do that, you might probably need someone else to guide you through that. Maybe you might need a therapist, or maybe we have people in our congregation that are willing to be talking to people. But all of this, you're doing that so that you could embrace truth eventually. Truth is what you need. Because when you're in a moment of pain, a moment of suffering, it's so hard to actually see what's really true, what's actually there. But you want to lean more on what's true than what you feel to be true. And practically, we're having some things that you can be a part of for you to help you. As I said earlier on, that we wanted to be very intentional about having these conversations. So we're having psychotherapy groups every Saturday here. If you want to be a part of that, maybe you've been struggling with some sort of mental health issue, you can join a psychotherapy group happening every Saturday here. And if you want to know how to be a part of that, you can talk to Harry. Harry, do you understand? Harry's just out there, rather. So you can talk to him or you can talk to me. I can get you guys connected. Join a growth group. Growth groups are being very intentional this month as well to just be like, can we be real and share what's going on? And that would be a great space for you to connect. Or meet a prayer counselor. Do I have any prayer counselors here? Do you understand where you're at? Prayer counselors? Okay, we have Harry, we have some, Edith out here. We have some other guys, probably somebody outside. You can see these guys for prayer. Or you can come meet me. We can have a conversation. Or you can see a therapist. It's good for you. But we need to keep on coming back to God because Christ says, I am the way, I'm life, but also I am truth. So we go to him as our truth. Amen? Just want to do a little exercise. Would you please just close your eyes right now? Are there certain lies that come to you quite often? As I shared, for me, is the acceptance thing, looking good in people's eyes, keeping the image. What about for you? What's happening with you? There are certain lies that keep coming to you that you need to let God's truth come through that. Maybe for some of you, instead of saying I am better alone, maybe you can start saying I am better with God. Maybe instead of saying my voice doesn't matter, for some of you might start saying, but actually God longs to hear my voice, so my voice matters to God. What is it? What is a lie that you need to offer to God this morning and say, God, I want to embrace your truth. Or maybe there's a scripture that's coming to mind already for you, confronting that very lie that's in your life right now. Will you please just offer a prayer to God in this moment? Let's offer a prayer to Jesus. God, I give my life to you and I want to embrace your truth. Embrace your grace. Embrace your truth. Jesus, we come to you for there's so many lies that the devil brings. There's so many lies that we've believed, lies that we believed about God, lies that we believed about ourselves, lies that we believed about other people. God, I pray that through your Holy Spirit, may you begin to confront those lies. Above all, Lord, may you help us to embrace your truth, to embrace your grace, to embrace your life, to embrace you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for you are good and you are our truth. In Jesus' name. Amen.